Kathy Main takes us down to the train tracks to the Morgan County Decatur Farmers Market for another installment of our series, The Market is Open. Let's meet some Tennessee Valley farmers.
My name is Ann Ingram, and my husband Jack and I operate Olive Branch Wagyu Farm in Cullman, Hartsel, and Addison, Alabama.
Tell me a little bit about this special beef.
Wagyu beef originates in Japan. People might know it as Kobe beef, but Kobe beef has been trademarked because it is only raised, Wagyu cattle only raised in Kobe, Japan. We have the first full blood born in the state of Alabama, and we've been selling our beef in markets for 6 years now.
Were you a farmer and decided to do go into the cattle business, or is just this just something that you all decided to do?
No, we had neither one raised cows before, and we were going to raise calves and sell them at the stockyard, but we received a Christmas gift of exotic meats in 1 year, and it had Wagyu fillets, and it was so delicious we decided to go this route. After researching the breed, and they're very hardy, they're easy to raise, and they're calm, and so that's why we decided to go that route.
My name is James Hansard, and I have Hansard Farms in Limestone County on East Limestone Road.
What is it that you sell?
I have had corn, tomatoes, squash, okra, green beans, and I'll have sweet potatoes and some more tomatoes later on, and some more peas.
How long have you been farming?
For about 25 years.
Why did you start farming?
Well, I was thinking about retiring, and I didn't want to just lay around, so I found me something to do, and I like what I do.
Had you farmed before that? Is this like in your family?
Well, it was in my family. I didn't like it when it was a family thing. I just didn't like it. It's different now.
Hey, my name is Elizabeth Thompson, and I am the market manager at the Morgan County Decatur Farmers Market. We have honey, all kinds of produce, jams and jellies, pasture-fed meats, and baked goods.
Elizabeth, you have quite a story on how you got here. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, I grew up in Decatur, and my dad had a dairy farm in Hartsel. And then when I started my professional career teaching, I decided that I wanted to get back to the farm. So I got on farmersonly.com, and I met my husband. And we have been married now 3 years, and we are more farm enthusiasts now and have raised beds. But I sold Humble Heart goat cheese, worked for Humble Heart Farms for a couple years, and ended up, when this position came open, I applied, and that's how I'm here at the farmer's market now.
My name is Randy Bowerman, RB Farms in Moulton, Alabama. The corn is gone for me this year. Had a few cantaloupes, are very good this year. About two more weeks on watermelons.
So, was this a family farm that you inherited?
Yes, yes. My mother and daddy, I'm from Blount County in Bluntsville, Alabama. And I moved to Moulton in 77. And there's a few years that I did not farm or didn't have a garden. But now then, I'm right back just like my mother and daddy did.
What's the favorite part of your day?
Being alive.
If you had some advice to give to someone who wanted to go into farming, what would it be?
It's very rewarding. I enjoy watching things grow, enjoy people, and enjoying the fruits of your labor.
My name is Jeanette Witt. I'm from Town Creek, Alabama, and we do a few vegetables and muscadines right now. I'm into picking muscadines and pear preserves. I make pear preserves. I pick my own pears.
How did you decide to go into this business?
I think I like to dig in the dirt. It gives you satisfaction to get out there and dig and make it look pretty And I also do a lot of flowers. I do elephant ears and iris and different kind of homegrown flowers.
What is the best part of your day?
Getting up and drinking coffee about 4:30 and then going outside before it gets hot to work in the garden. Now it's a lot of cleaning up to do, and you have to do it early because you get skin cancers if you stay out there in the middle of the day. He told me to quit going out there in the middle of the day.
If you had some advice to give to someone that wanted to go into farming, what would it be?
It's hard work, but you have to want to do it. You have to enjoy it. If you enjoy it, it ain't very hard, but it's still hard when you get older. I'm 72. Yes, I'm 72.
Storyteller Catherine Tucker Windham once said, age ain't nothing but numbers, and there's some proof right there. You can find this segment and a podcast of tonight's show at WLRH.org and on our Facebook and Twitter pages.